to get the latest on the markets and money. And that comes from Mark Myers at Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Yesterday, we had a lot of crossing the lines going on in the markets as the Federal Reserve came out and surprised the market. Everyone expected the Federal Reserve to start tapering their bond purchases. Currently, the Fed is buying $85 billion a month in United States Treasuries and mortgage-backed securities in order to keep interest rates at historically low levels. And a lot of people expected the Fed yesterday to announce they're going to start tapering their bond purchases. By most people were thinking around $10 to $15 billion a month, but the Fed came out and said, we are not going to taper. And immediately the stock market took off on the news. We saw the Dow Jones close up about 147 points, which is a new record high. And we also saw interest rates fall dramatically yesterday on that news. The Fed did say they would taper at some point, and they could possibly start it later this year, but everything is data dependent. They said they will not start raising interest rates before the unemployment rate falls to 6.5% and inflation rises to 2.5%. And unemployment rate is currently at 7.3%, so we have quite a ways to go there, and inflation is low at 1.5%. Now, the Fed also did downgrade the outlook for the United States economy. They said they expect the economy to grow this year around 2 to 2.3%, and they also said 2014 they expect the economy to grow around 2.9 to 3.1%, and before they expected 2014 for the economy to grow around 3.5%. So their outlook is not as rosy as it was once before. Now, as far as individual stocks we're watching this morning, we heard from Pier 1 Imports. They reported earnings of 17 cents a share, which was a miss by 4 cents a share. That stock is down 11% this morning. And we also heard from ConAgra Foods, the maker of Hunt's Ketchup and Chef Boyardee pastas. They reported net income fell 42% to 37 cents a share, and analysts were looking for 39 cents a share. And we also heard from General Mills, the maker of Cheerios cereal and Progressive soups. They reported net sales rose 8% for the quarter, and they reported 70 cents a share in profit, which was in line with analyst expectations. Now, look for Oracle, the software maker, to be down this morning, as they reported earnings of 59 cents a share. It was above analyst expectations of 56 cents a share, but their sales were a little light, and they said their sales for the rest of the year will be on the soft side. Now, if you're an owner of McDonald's, you should be happy this morning. That company raised its dividend to 81 cents a share from 77 cents a share, and that gives that stock a current yield of 3.2%, which is a lot better than you can get on a CD these days or a savings account. Now, as far as the markets go this morning, it does look like we're going to open up on the plus side about 25 points. Now, we just heard a few seconds ago the weekly unemployment claims, but these numbers, I can't quite get my arms around them. I can't trust these numbers because we have two states out there that implemented new software, and those states are backlogged in trying to report the numbers for these unemployment claims. They said they still have not processed them all, so we're waiting for these two states to come out with their numbers, which could still be another week or two before we get accurate numbers. But as it stands right now, jobless claims came out at 309,000 for the week, and the market was looking for 330, but we need to wait and see what the other two states have to say. But it looks like we're going to open up on the positive side, but we'll see where the rest of the day takes us.
So, Mark, with the news that maybe the economy is not growing fast enough, it causes the market to jump up.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes bad news is good news for the stock market. But the main thing is everyone loved the Fed keeping interest rates at historically low levels, and that's really fueling the stock market drive.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mark Myers from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach him by calling 479-782-2527. And he would love to hear from you by email, too, if you'd like to do that. His email address is mmyers@sternagee.com.